Good morning, I'm Chairman Brad Holtz, and I'll bring the meeting to order. We have a 10 o'clock agenda item, and it's an action item. Board of Equalization meeting with County Assessor regarding 2025 missed supplemental and occupancy rolls. And so it's an action item to equalize the missed supplemental and occupancy rolls. And a second item on St. Alphonsus. So what, let's do the first one first, or are both of them action? I'm a bit muddled.
Chairman Holton, we're not prepared to equalize them yet today.
Okay.
We're still in the balancing phase.
Okay.
We're going to have to come back.
Okay.
Next week or something for that.
So is the board in agreement that action item will just be tabled?
Yes.
This morning? Okay. All right.
Yeah. And we mailed out roughly 3,000 supplemental occupancy parcels for a total just shy of $1.3 billion in value. Mm. Once that's all prorated for the number of months that the homes and buildings were in service, that number drops down to a little over $600,000 or $600 million. Sorry, and then another $132 million come off in exemptions. So with the 2025 levy rate, the net taxable would run around $472 million. So with our levy rate for 2025, that generates around $700,000 in tax value. And we build that into our budget now. And I believe you guys ran with 500,000.
Right.
I'm always on the conservative side of that, because if this doesn't come in, that money is definitely
not ever going to show up.
Yeah. So there's going to be a surplus of roughly $200,000.
Nice.
So it's in the positive a bit.
Yeah, okay. That's great.
But again, we are still balancing those. We sent out the notices and had very few phone calls this year. We did have one person that appealed, and then followed up and withdrew their appeal. Hmm. So we ended up with zero appeals on the sub roll. So no decisions that you really may need to make on value adjustments of granting exemptions. So,
okay.
So really very short meeting.
Just very short.
Catch up to where we were at. We have 3540 occupancy roll PTRs that we have to apply still. And last year we had about half the supplemental occupancies in the state.
Yeah.
So kind of
half?
Yeah. We had it was about half, which is kind of weird in my opinion, but we're Ada County is pretty much double our size. You think that they would have more, but it kind of shows the demographics of Ada County versus Canyon County, that have people that their income level's a little bit lower.
Yeah.
Well, the good thing, Chairman, is that we've met our state code obligation to meet and talk about with the assessor. So that's pretty awesome.
Always I don't want any name, but one of the appellants that obviously withdrew on the emails had a form that reeked that it was way beyond an individual taxpayer to generate those questions and in a form like that. Did you see that one that came across our desk?
Oh, that's so. We'll have to schedule that for a different day. We're still kind of researching that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's. And that was an annual roll parcel. So really, the question should have been addressed way back in June.
Right.
I believe. I haven't looked at it.
Okay.
Yet, but
right.
Yeah, where today we're dealing with sub-roll and occupancy, the normal appeal period for that other parcel happens. We mail out notices tail end of May, and you have until the fourth Monday in June to appeal.
Right.
That would have typically been the primary situation to deal with something like that. And we're researching to see if we can come up with, if if we've done something wrong, if my office is erred, then we're gonna go back and fix that and.
Right.
Any overpayment or taxes if we found that we did something wrong, so we're kind of just in the initial steps of that.
Okay, perfect, all right. Okay.
All right, Chairman, I move for your turn.
No decisions needed, no direction or guidance required.
Yep.
What a Friday.
I second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye, motion carries unanimously. All right.